Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Virus cases on the rise across the U.S. We have the story.
Small earthquakes rattle Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating a fatal stabbing in West Wichita. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Temperatures fell into the 20s overnight, and we will stay cool but not as windy throughout today. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Coronavirus cases are skyrocketing nationwide. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
Hospitalizations are back up across the country. Local governments are cracking down, imposing more COVID restrictions. In San Francisco, the city is now banning indoor activities like gym and fitness centers, museums, zoos, aquariums, movie theaters, and indoor worship and religious services. Also, in the Bay Area, Santa Clara County is launching new rules, including banning contact sports. California's most populous county, LA County, is also starting a three-week stay-at-home order. And on the East Coast, COVID restrictions are also being enforced. And New York City has some good news. Schools are reopening starting December 7th with mandatory weekly COVID testing that parents have to consent to before their kids are allowed back in the classroom.
There are currently several coronavirus vaccines in phase 3 clinical trials, which means these experimental vaccines are being tested on thousands of people.
President-elect Joe Biden this week expected to name additional members of his cabinet.
If chosen and confirmed, Michelle Flournoy would be the first female Secretary of Defense. She served as the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy under President Obama. For Attorney General, a top contender is Jay Johnson, who was the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security under the Obama administration. Previously, Johnson served as the Pentagon's general counsel. And for Commerce Secretary Andrew Yang, a progressive Democrat, is seen as a possible contender. Yang is an entrepreneur and former 2020 Democratic presidential candidate. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Police are investigating a homicide in West Wichita.
The Wichita Police Department says the incident happened in the 1000 block of South Richmond Avenue and was reported just after 4 p.m. Sunday. A witness flagged down the Wichita Fire Department and reported a stabbing in the area. According to police, there was a disturbance inside a home in the area that resulted in the death of a 32-year-old man. WPD Public Information Officer Paul Cruz says the victim was stabbed in the upper body. When officers arrived to the scene, they did locate the victim and he was pronounced dead. Police say this was not a random incident. They are still trying to locate the suspect. Anyone with information is being asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Small earthquakes rattled Wichita for two straight days.
An earthquake on Thursday measured 2.7 on the Richter scale, while one on Friday had a magnitude of 2.6. United States Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso said 26 people in and around Wichita reported to the USGS feeling Friday's earthquake. The earthquake on Thursday hasn't yet been reported to the USGS, both had epicenters in the eastern part of the city. Caruso added, people generally, if they felt it, would be close to the epicenter and they would experience a little bit of vibration. We certainly wouldn't expect any damage to be caused by anything that small. The threshold for damage usually starts at 4.0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Several Wichita area businesses have filed a lawsuit over the latest Sedgwick County health order. The attorney representing those businesses, David Miller, tells KNSS News, the U.S. Constitution is in effect under all circumstances.
It's not done away with. It's not suspended simply because, you know, we happen to be going through an emergency or a pandemic. The constitutional protections for all citizens are still in place during even a pandemic.
David Miller was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs trying to get another road win yesterday. We've got highlights coming up in sports.
Joe Biden injured his foot over the weekend. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Joe Biden's doctor says the president-elect injured his foot over the weekend.
The president-elect has a hairline fracture in his right foot and that he will likely require a walking boot for a couple of weeks. The president-elect suffered the injury while playing with one of his dogs Saturday afternoon.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
Fox's Trey Yingst reports on the murder of Iran's leading nuclear weapons scientist.
The Middle East remains on edge after the assassination of a man largely seen as the godfather of the Iranian nuclear program, scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. His body will pass through multiple cities before being buried in Tehran on Monday. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani are vowing to respond to the killing. Top Iranian officials say Israel is behind the ambush, as one of the country's largest newspapers called on Iranian leadership to bomb the Israeli port city of Haifa. The Israeli chief of staff toured Israel's border with Syria this weekend. His soldiers are under routine orders, but remain alert about the possibility of an attack from Iranian proxies in the area.
White House senior advisor Jared Kushner is headed to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week.
Reports of a mysterious monolith went viral after recently being discovered in the Utah desert. Now, the monolith is gone.
All the Utah Bureau of Land Management would say was that they received credible reports that the illegally installed structure, referred to as the monolith, was removed from Bureau of Land Management public lands by an unknown party on Friday night. The monolith, estimated to be between 10 and 12 feet high and thought to be some kind of metal, was discovered by state wildlife employees while they were counting sheep from a helicopter. And following the discovery, pictures of the structure quickly circulated on the internet, drawing comparisons to a similar-looking slab in Stanley Kubrick's 1968 film, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We do have a big injury traffic accident just to the west of Mays. This crash is at 53rd Street North and 135th Street West. There are multiple vehicles involved. At least one truck or trailer flipped over, and maybe some other car flipped over too. So, and they're blocking off traffic at 119th Street West, going to the west. So that's our big traffic accident right now. You'll probably see a lot of emergency vehicles there to the west of Mays. They're at 135th West and 53rd North. That's traffic update. Stephen Ted, KNSS.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing? Happy Monday.
It's getting a little chilly out there this morning, isn't it? Feels cold.
Yeah, and you know what? Getting back into things after that long holiday weekend, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of uggs from people out there, yeah. You know, getting back into that work and school week routine. But, Steve, I promise we'll make it through the day. We'll make it through the cold. Just got to make sure that we bundle up this morning. And we're definitely going to need to, as a lot of us starting off well below freezing with some pretty bitter and frigid wind chills out there. We will be able to rebound nicely, though, thanks to mostly sunny skies. High of 46, normal high 49. So although that's still chilly, cool, that's still fairly close to average for this time of year. Winds are also going to be a lot lighter compared to how we wrapped up the weekend, only at around 8 to 18 miles an hour. 23 degrees for a low tonight under mostly clear skies later on tonight. So that means we're going to be going right back down into the freezer. Winds still pretty light out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And then a few more clouds rolling in as we go through tomorrow, going from mostly sunny to partly cloudy. High pressure in the region starts to break down, but it does look like skies are going to stay dry through our Tuesday. A little bit warmer, too, getting up at 52 degrees, a little bit more on the mild side. And then once we get into our Wednesday, here's where things are going to get a little bumpy and rocky as we go through the middle of this week. Wednesday, we'll have a slight chance of rain, snow, mainly late in the day. 20% chance, high of only 40 degrees, so it's also going to turn colder. High of 38, a few degrees colder by the time we get into our Thursday, with still, it looks like some rain, snow showers could be around before we dry out by the time we get into our Friday. The silver lining, though, already in the forecast, once we get into the weekend, looks like bright skies, lots of sunshine, and warming back up into the 50s. Right now, 21 degrees with a wind chill of 12, so that's what we need to prepare ourselves for before we take that first step out the door. We do have some clear, fair skies out there with a northwest wind at 7 miles an hour.
Ah, kind of cool this morning. All right, thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast today with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. The holidays are right around the corner, and it's more important now than ever to shop local. The Monarch carries a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts perfect for the bourbon lover on your gift list. Check out their full selection at 579 West Douglas, The Monarch. Today is Monday, November 30th, 2020, last day of the month of November. On this date in 1993, President Clinton signed the Brady Bill, which required a five-day waiting period for handgun purchases and background checks for prospective buyers. The Brady Bill, 1993, of course, bill named after Jim Brady, who was wounded along with the president, President Reagan, and lost much of his physical function because of that. That's the bill is named after Jim Brady. He new press secretary, I think he was.
They didn't even get that bill passed until the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Many more than a decade later.
Took a long time. Some endangered sea turtles have made it from Massachusetts to New Orleans, but it wasn't easy. The 30 Kemp's Ridley turtles were recently spotted on Cape Cod beaches, stunned and nearly dead because of cooler ocean waters.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They were collected and cared for by two Boston area wildlife facilities, which planned to get them to centers on the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. The airlift was set for last Wednesday,
okay,
but weather issues and a mechanical problem grounded the plane in Tennessee. Thursday, the turtles were placed on a shuttle bus borrowed from the airport and driven to New Orleans.
Oh, they get
so the turtles, the sea turtles, got an air ride and a bus ride.
Yeah, they get better ground service than I do.
Get down to New Orleans.
Man, good for them.
The sea turtles.
Now they're all happy together.
Yep. So we're playing the turtles. All right. In case somebody didn't get that obvious connection there. 7:14, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I got to tell you, Ted, you had a family gathering. I had one on Thanksgiving, of course. We had something Saturday. My twin granddaughters, who were 14, came to the house and helped Momo, that's Shelley, St. Shelley, put up and decorate our Christmas tree.
Oh, my. How about that?
Does everyone have like 8 boxes of ornaments stored away every year?
I do. My mom does.
I keep telling Shelley, can't we, you know, weed some of these out? Can't we pare it down a little bit? We've got some of the lights are those kind. I don't know if you're familiar with these. They've got a long, clear stem on them, and they bubble, the old bubble
lights. Oh,
yeah. And I was told my granddaughters, those are the first fire.
Those are
the Christmas lights I can remember when I was real
school.
Small.
Yeah.
But we've got a string of those that went. And so we did that. I basically stayed out of the way.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I watched some TV in the other room. I popped some popcorn up for them and let them do that, but they had a ball in there, and my wife has a collection of nutcrackers.
Uh-huh. Got to trot those out.
Got to trot those out.
That time of the year.
Man. She's probably got 15, 20 nutcrackers.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, Christmas is here. Now, you don't put up your tree until what? December?
I'm going to wait another week.
Well, this happened to be a convenient time to do it, so we did it on Saturday.
I've got a lot of decorations up there. I just haven't done the tree yet. That'll be the last thing. The
tricky part is finding a star to go up. We've got two different kinds. that goes up there that will sit on the top and not just kind of lean
tip
over.
Tip one way or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure where you find one that's a real good star for the top of the tree, but we got it up. And
nice.
Now, the day after Christmas, probably wait till probably Valentine's Day to take it down again. Of course, you get a fresh tree. Mine is a...
Yes, I do.
Mine is a non-fresh tree, if you will. Well, there you go. We had a mostly sunny, windy day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 48 degrees. Normal high is 49. On this date in 1967, a record November snowstorm buried Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, with up to a foot of snow in a 12-hour period. It snowed in the capital.
A foot of snow in November.
Yep. Coming up on 7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Woodward and the Chiefs playing Tampa Bay. And at the quarterbacks going at it, the old veteran and the young guy. This is pretty good shootout yesterday, Ted.
Yeah, and the Chiefs were in Tampa Bay taking on the Buccaneers. And the Chiefs kind of got a pretty good sense early on that the Buccaneers were not going to be able to match up with wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who caught a 75-yard touchdown pass to get the scoring started in the first quarter. And Hill was not done yet finding the end zone in the first quarter. Even after that, Mitch Holthus had the call of the game. You heard it right here yesterday afternoon on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Three and ultimate to the left side. Kelce single to the right. Mahomes throwing to that. Tyreek Hill over the shoulder, 15-yard line. Cuts it back inside. Five. He backflips into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. 44-yard touchdown reception. And Tyreek Hill is close to 200 yards receiving in the first quarter.
In the first quarter.
About the third time that poor quarterback got burned, Davis, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
They show him on the sideline, his hand is down.
Yeah.
He is depressed. Wow.
The Chiefs took advantage of that, and
yeah,
all
did.
Day long, Patrick Mahomes passing, Tyreek Hill making the receptions.
A motion Edwards-Hilaire to the right flat. That means it's an empty backfield. A motion Edwards-Hilaire to the right flat. That means it's an empty backfield, Mahomes. Three eligible right, two to the left. Big rush again by Tampa Bay. Corner pattern, near side, caught by Tyreek Hill at the 47-yard line. Sarah Thomas, the female down judge, will mark it as a 21-yard gain. Tyreek Hill, he's having his own Zoom call today. It has been zoomed by the Buccaneers and then tracks the ball and catches everything.
That was the pattern. Tyreek Hill ends up 13 catches yesterday for 269 yards and three touchdowns, all three Chiefs touchdowns.
Man.
Patrick Mahomes passes for 462 yards on the day, completing 37 passes, and the Chiefs win the game. Beat Bucks 27-24, first win over Tampa in 27 years for the Chiefs.
Really?
Yeah. Chiefs also win their ninth straight road game, and that ties a franchise record. The Chiefs are now 10-1 on the season. We do have men's basketball action tonight in Manhattan, where Kansas State is still looking for its first win of the season. The Wildcats are off to an 0-2 start. They're hosting Kansas City at 7 o'clock tonight in the middle of a five-game season-opening homestand. The Wildcats basketball tonight, nationally televised on ESPNU. The Shockers are getting ready to open their season on Wednesday night, hosting Oral Roberts at Coke Arena. And tonight we have the first-ever edition of the WSU Coaches Show with head coach Isaac Brown. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, and you can listen to that live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. I'm not sure what there really is to talk about. A lot of things going on by Shocker men's basketball during the offseason, heading into the new season.
This would be a good way, if you're listening, to find out what the new coach is all about.
Exactly.
What kind of guy he is.
That should be good radio tonight. Mike Kennedy hosting. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight with Coach Brown. In men's basketball, former KU All-American Paul Pierce is going to be inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. That induction ceremony will take place a year from now in Kansas City. Paul Pierce will be enshrined. And we have Wichita State women's basketball tonight at Coke Arena. 6 o'clock tip-off for the Shocker ladies. They're off to a 1-0 start, and they are hosting the Lady Braves of Alcorn State. Tip-off tonight, 6 o'clock at Coke Arena. And that is sports with Steve and Ted.
So it's going to be a new thing then, Coke Arena Wednesday night. Ted Woodward will be doing the public address announcing.
Yes, in front of no fans.
In front of nobody there.
Nobody there.
Hey, takes a lot of pressure off, Ted.
Well, we'll see.
All right.
Looking forward to it regardless.
Yes. 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Cities are trashing recycling. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.